No, we're not in a jazz club. It's just Ben and I mucking about in a hotel room. It's the end of day one here at the British Council Participative Workshop on Cultural Rights. Ben, what have we been up to so far?
So far, we had a nice little intro session with a few glasses of wine where everyone got to talk about each other and make friends and meet up with old friends and make some new friends. That was really fun. We talked to the guy who ran the building, which is amazing, and he was very enthusiastic in French. With the director of the British Council in France, who was a very nice guy. Did a little audio boo with him. If you haven't heard that, go and listen to it. And then we went and watched a film, a documentary on the early dancers of hip-hop in Paris, which was pretty awesome. And then the dancers themselves and the director were there for Q&A afterwards, so a good time was had by all.
Hip-hop in France is kind of interesting when you start talking about cultural rights, I guess, because it's obviously it's in an imported culture. That in the film they were talking about how they learnt about breakdancing from American videos, but because the videos were NTSC, they were playing at lightning speed and they didn't realise, so they thought they had to dance that fast. But it certainly was a kind of adopted culture. But it's one that the French have taken and made their own. There's a very strong French language hip-hop scene here.
Absolutely.
And it has a very distinct identity. I mean, even the dance did. I've never seen Americans dance quite the way that we were watching on that film. I don't know, it just kind of, it felt almost like a kind of cross between breakdancing and parkour. It was very...
It did have an element of the parkour too. It was very competitive sort of dancing. Amazing amounts of head spinning.
But France does seem to be a place that takes the notion of the sort of the national curation of culture quite seriously. I'm hoping I can get to talk to some French people that are part of this British Council thing in order to see whether or not my assumptions about that are complete nonsense or not. But certainly from the outside, it looks like the French have quite a strong sense of protecting that which is intrinsically French within their culture from the Californication of it. You know, from the sort of the influx of Hollywood and American and British music taking over, that they actually kind of legislate to protect those kind of things. And I guess when you start talking about cultural rights, Paris seems like a great place to have that sort of conversation.
It's a very good place. I mean, I think it's certainly in England, when we talk to musicians who come over from France and the rest of Europe, but mostly from France, we're always amazed at how much they have to say about what the government has to say about music. You know, how they manage to have careers because the government will top up the money they get for doing a certain amount of performances in a year, or they'll be able to have chances to get on the radio singing in French because there's a certain percentage of French music that has to be on the radio. Also, there just seems to be the government seems to invest a lot in culture, in the kind of the long game of democracy, rather than cutting all the arts funding like we do.
Well, I suppose when we start talking about rights, and particularly rights as they relate to something as difficult to quantify as culture in many ways, that we get into a conversation about the difference between permission to engage in cultural activity and the promotion of a particular cultural activity, that the people with the power can either say, yeah, you're allowed to do that, but actually by promoting other things instead actually create a vacuum, you know, in which it can't exist, or they can, you know, choose to fund minority cultures and emerging cultures, or indigenous cultures that are disappearing. It's going to be interesting to see how people define culture here, because we had a discussion on Twitter tonight. If you follow the hashtag, #WantedNow, there was a bit of a discussion about culture being a human right, which is, it's actually a slightly different question than cultural rights. So when you start talking about being a human right, it's kind of different, but it's more a semantic difference. But the conversation started out with people assuming that I meant access to cultural artefact. the right to look at paintings or to experience things in museums. And part of that was because one of the people joining in works in museums in Wales, which is a very bright woman called Sarah. I'm hoping we're going to get into some of these sort of definitions of what culture means, that a lot of the people here this week are cultural practitioners from around the world. They're people who work in the arts, but there are dancers and there are sculptors, and from the introductions this morning, there were all kinds of interesting people here. So Ben and I will be doing our best to talk to them, to find out their stories, to capture them, to explore the theme, but also just find out just what breadth of experiences is available here this week. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
It's going to be awesome.